Why metrology could be the key to African manufacturing. Since May 20 fell on a Saturday in 2017, you might have overlooked this year's World Metrology Day celebrations commemorating the anniversary of the signing of the Meter Convention in 1875. Of course, the truly hardcore metrologists no doubt still celebrated, presumably with precisely cut pieces of cake, meticulously measured mixed drinks and songs sung for durations timed to the picosecond. In Africa, the date was marked in a different way, with leaders from almost half a dozen countries calling for an increased emphasis on metrology. In Sudan, the Minister for Cabinet Affairs, Dengelor Cole, emphasized the importance of adhering to global metrology standards in order to facilitate Sudanese manufacturing exports. Sudan is currently planning to build 6 new laboratories offering metrology services for healthcare, manufacturing, agriculture, construction and transport, according to Awad Sakharov, Director General of the Sudanese Standards and Metrology Organization, SSMO. In Ethiopia, Abdu Abegab, Director General of the country's National Metrology Institute, NMI, emphasized the need to expand metrology applications nationwide. Despite the ongoing awareness creation efforts towards metrology, much work remains to be done to this end. And we also need more experts and human power in the area, as well as modern measuring instruments, Abegab told the Ethiopian Herald. Echoing Abegab's point about human power, the Tanzania Bureau of Standards, TBS, urged the country's colleges and universities to offer more metrology courses in order to shore up a severe skills gap. TBS is facing an acute shortage of metrology staff, TBS Acting Director Tumiyindatu told Tanzania Daily News. The problem can be tackled effectively through the introduction of a course in the field by local higher learning institutions. Tutu also called for new equipment, noting that the TBS Metrology Laboratory was built in 1982. The Standards Organization of Nigeria, SON, stressed the idea that metrology is a vital part of improving the nation's economy. Osita Abeloma, SON Director General, told the nation that, at present, metrology is still one of the fundamental factors enabling a successful modern and economic viability and a prosperous society. Obiora Manifa, Director of Nigeria's National Metrology Institute, NMI, offered a different perspective. Both the Holy Bible and Quran say that God is concerned about appropriate weights and measures, he said. The holy books want people to apply appropriate weights and measures to avoid misunderstanding and cheating in business or human affairs. African manufacturing and metrology. Setting questions of religious interpretation aside, Manifa's reference to metrology as a commonality between Christianity and Islam suggests an interesting idea. Quality is an essential aspect of manufacturing, and metrology is an essential aspect of quality. The key to both concepts is standardization. If Africa is to become a manufacturing powerhouse, the diverse nations within the continent will need to find ways to work together in order to fully leverage their natural and human resources. Standardization could be the unifying factor that helps bring these disparate countries to the same table. I'm not suggesting that we can achieve world peace simply by agreeing how long a meter is or how much a pound weighs, but when cooperation is our goal, even a little bit of commonality can go a long way. More to the point, improvements in production quality will help African manufacturing exports become more competitive in the global market, and when manufacturing thrives, everyone wins. Share your thoughts on Africa's manufacturing prospects in the comments below.